Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I listened to a presentation yesterday hosted by the Animal Rights Committee of the National Lawyers Guild and featuring legal experts from Defenders of Wildlife, the Center for Biological Diversity, and Earth Justice. They were addressing the implications for wildlife of the recently built wall on the U.S. southern border, but more generally discussed the Endangered Species Act lack of teeth. It's too easily sidestepped in policymaking and permitting processes. I'd also recently had a conversation with some friends who have been feeling the effects of the energetic shifts that are happening now. I was nodding along, agreeing that many of us are experiencing disrupted sleep, anxiety-like symptoms, headaches, and we were musing on the cosmic forces that might be causing it. Then I heard something that shook me right back into the present. The animals are feeling it too. The energy shifts are affecting their migration patterns and stuff. That's when my brain put the brakes on and I stopped hearing the rest of the discussion. Cosmic forces? I've been around this block enough times to recognize spiritual bypass when I hear it. Spiritual bypassing is using spiritual or metaphysical concepts and ideas and language to avoid dealing with our own shit. It's a handy defense mechanism when stuff is too uncomfortable or threatening to face. I've done it many times myself and probably will again, because sometimes shadow work is hard, and I just don't want to go there. At least not yet. Sometimes the stuff we're avoiding is bigger than our own shit. And that's what I heard in that conversation. Mystical cosmic forces are not changing migration patterns. What is light pollution, development, habitat destruction, climate change, and walls on arbitrary borders. And with that, I came to understand something I had been struggling with this whole first year of seminary, when the mystical practices I cherished became challenging and seemed ridiculous sometimes. Those journeys into the shamanic realms took me out of this one. The animal helping spirits I met in journeys spoke my language and showed me visions of the world as it could be. But too many of us are trying to dream something better into existence without a very necessary element of magical creation, action. And sometimes the instructions aren't given in the spirit world. I needed to be in this one and listen to what the wild animals were saying in their language. I had to learn to translate. and the translator looks a lot like science. And that's why I was listening to a bunch of lawyers yesterday, and why I am starting a nonprofit, and why I get on the phone with congressional offices, and why I send money to the organizations that are doing the same. And I realized after all that those mystical experiences are highly valuable for connecting me with my higher purpose and showing me what is possible, but they come with a responsibility to take action in this world, to make sure there are safe spaces and migration corridors for wildlife. We can't blame cosmic forces for what humans do or fail to do. That's just collective spiritual bypass. For today's practice, you'll be guided on a shape-shifting journey with an animal helping spirit. After that mystical experience, my ask is that you come back into this world and find one small action you can take to help that helping spirit's physical presence on Earth. Consider it an offering and your act of magical manifestation. Prepare to journey by getting comfortable either in a seated position, or if you prefer, and the way I prefer, laying down. If you're laying down, separate your feet a little bit, open your arms away from your sides, uncross anything that's crossed so that all your joints are open and free. And close your eyes. And bring your attention to your breath. Take a deep breath in through your nose and draw it down deep into your body, bringing refreshing prana, chi, life force energy down into the body. And then exhale. Let your body relax. Inhale again. Feel that breath coming in to sweep out, releasing what's not serving with your next sigh. Take another deep, refreshing breath in. And as you let it go, go. And bring to mind a place in nature, real or imagined. And put yourself in that place. Make it a place that makes you feel happy and safe. Make it a place that feels beautiful and right. Begin to see or sense or feel this place in as much detail as you can. Colors and textures, shapes, sizes. Notice also what you hear. Are the birds singing? Is the ocean crashing? What do you hear?
Perhaps other beings are in this place with you. Notice who's there, what they look like, and what sounds you might get from their presence. Take a big inhale and notice what it smells like in this place. You might also notice a taste in your mouth. Fully immerse yourself in this place and notice how you feel being in it. This is your place, your sacred space. Now find a place within this place where you feel comfortable sitting. Perhaps there is a fallen log or a flat boulder. Or you might sit right down into the grass. And as you sit in this place, set the intention to invite an animal helping spirit who is willing to merge with you. And then call out, please come, animal helping spirit. Come and be with me. And notice who arrives without any expectations or censoring. Notice who arrives. Who is here in your sacred space? You are safe with this animal. This spirit is here for you. Take a moment to introduce yourself to this helping spirit. And ask for some messages or just a little explanation of why this particular animal arrived for you today. Your answers might come as words or pictures, or you might simply know what the answers are. They are all valid. Trust. Now ask your helping spirit for permission to merge. Wait for the yes. now see this animal standing in front of you. Its physical being turning into light. The sparkling, translucent replica of its original self. That light suddenly loses its form and flows into your heart and into your body. And you begin to take on the attributes of your animal helping spirit. It may be complete. You may feel that you have just become your helping spirit. Or it may be a part, a trying on of vision or a sense of smell, fur or feathers or scales, feet, a tail. Just allow whatever comes to come. And then experience this world, your sacred place, and perhaps beyond. With whatever attributes your animal helping spirit has shared with you. You've wandered away, arrive back in your sacred place, bringing with you the memory of everything that you experienced during your shapeshift. Come back to the place where you started. Now feel your animal helping spirit beginning to draw itself out of you, leaving you just as you were. Its light body flowing out of your heart to form again. It's beautiful being in front of you. First, as light, and then solid and whole. Take a moment to thank your animal helping spirit. Reach into your pocket for an offering, a gift that you can give this animal helping spirit. In exchange for the gift of getting to experience. Stand up. Shake yourself out. Say goodbye to your helping spirit, who turns and leaves for now. And your sacred place begins to fade. And you find yourself back in your physical body, in this time, in this place, remembering. Move, stretch, take a few deep breaths, really come back. Always recommend doing a little bit of journaling to make notes about your journey, what you experienced, and any messages that came through for you. And I'll leave you to do that now. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.